us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach to another installment of Words of Inspiration. And today is our final day in the discussion that we have been going through all week on God's Got You. And as I mentioned before, it was really done to encourage us as we go through the challenges in life, that many of the things that we are encountering are spiritual warfare, and we wrestle not with flesh and blood. As we go through life, we come into challenges, and we have times where we feel like God isn't hearing us, or he hasn't delivered something that you asked for. But I have come this week to talk to you about how much he loves you, how much he is there for you, and how we can tap into the better life, the abundant life that Jesus said that he came to give us. So today we are going to examine Isaiah 56, verse 17, and reading from the New International Version, it reads, "See, it is I who created the blacksmith who fans the coals into the flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to wreak havoc. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication for me, declares the Lord." In verse 16, this verse emphasizes God's sovereignty over all aspects of creation, including those who create instruments of war and destruction. By stating that he has created both the blacksmith who forges the weapon and the destroyer who uses them to wreak havoc, God is illustrating his control over the forces of destruction and warfare. It's a reminder that even those who pose a threat are ultimately under God's authority. Verse 17 provides a powerful promise of protection and vindication for God's people. It assures them that no weapon formed against them will succeed, and they will be able to refute any accusations. This promise of protection is not merely physical, but also extends to the spiritual and social realms, where false accusations and slander can also harm. The verse concludes by declaring this promise as a heritage of the servants of the Lord, emphasizing as a divine right bestowed upon them who love God himself. These verses collectively assert God's comprehensive control over the forces of the world, both constructive and destructive. They offer reassurance that despite the appearance of overwhelming odds of powerful adversaries, God's people are under his protection. This promise is particularly poignant for those who have experienced or are experiencing persecution, oppression, and any form of injustice. The heritage mentioned in verse 17 speaks to a spiritual inheritance that includes God's protection, favor, and righteousness. It implies a relationship with God that is marked by trust, obedience, and service. The vindication from God underscores that ultimate justice and redemption comes from him, not human efforts. So understanding that God created the blacksmith who fans the coals into the flames, as described in Isaiah 54, instills a profound confidence rooted in the recognition of God's absolute sovereignty over all creation and events. This imagery vividly illustrates that God is the ultimate authority behind every power and force in the universe, including those that forge weapons and those that wield them. So brothers and sisters, be encouraged. Understand that not only will no weapon formed against you prosper, but it was God who made the person who made the weapon. So then how powerful are they? Have faith, have trust, have hope. And until next time, God bless. I've wandered far
away from God. This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Coming.